Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. We'll bang through some stories real quick and then get to the phones probably. So the alleged Comey memo, again, to me, it's like watching the mainstream press report on Donald Trump allegedly keeping a unicorn riding leprechaun in the White House. And several anonymous sources say that there is a unicorn riding leprechaun in the White House. And then the mainstream press just goes crazy with that story, even though no one's actually seen. We can't confirm, there are no pictures or what have you. But anonymous sources, several anonymous sources say. So I mentioned some of the things that folks have said. Senator Strange said the media is hyperventilating over it. Jonathan Turley said the Comey memo is not proof needed to impeach. It's not even proof of obstruction. It's just casual conversation. And again, I forget who it was that mentioned, you know, if that is enough, then where's the press been on Donald Trump's public comments to the same effect? Louis Gohmert said he's amazed that Comey appears to be confessing to a crime, which is an interesting. These are all remarks that were made yesterday by folks in response to the alleged Comey memo. Again, I said Duncan Hunter mentioned that there's nothing wrong with Donald Trump's comments. And there are others, of course, who've said the same thing. You heard Napolitano in the clip earlier today that we played in the first hour. But I think the final word goes to Greg Jarrett. And 2 days ago, Greg Jarrett wrote an opinion piece published on Fox News opinion section titled "Greg Jarrett, Comey's Revenge is a Gun Without Powder." And so here is the clip of Greg Jarrett in his own words to that effect on the alleged Comey memo. If you're ready, go ahead, please.
James Comey's newly leaked memo of a meeting with President Trump is being framed as his revenge, a trap sprung on his boss for firing him, and it may be that, we're not sure. But if it is the case, Fox anchor Greg Jarrett says it will backfire. Greg just wrote a piece saying Comey's revenge is a gun without powder. Greg Jarrett, an attorney, joins us now. Greg, this is a great piece and a really interesting Thanks. Point. Why is this a blank and not an actual round?
Because if Comey thought this memo was somehow a smoking gun that would incriminate the president, Comey has put himself in a legal box. Why? Under the law, Comey is required to notify his superiors at the Department of Justice if anybody, including the president, attempts to obstruct justice. It is a crime for Comey to fail to do so. So the question is, did he notify DOJ? There's no evidence that he did. It's more likely, because he would be in legal jeopardy for failing to report, that Comey will say it was an uncomfortable, disconcerting conversation, but it didn't rise to the level of the specific intent required by obstruction of justice. The language that Mr. Trump used was vague, ambiguous, and elliptical. And if he says that when he testifies, that he didn't think it was obstruction, he's essentially clearing President Trump. If he says, yeah, I thought it was obstruction, and he didn't report it, he's looking at charges criminally and time behind prison.
That is fascinating. You'd think that he or whomever leaked this would have known that.
Yeah, you would think that Comey would know that, which leads me to believe, I think the reasonable assumption here is that he thought it might hurt Mr. Trump if he got fired, right. But he well knows that he can't claim it's obstruction of justice. And look, that's a very high level right. of proof.
Amazing. Greg Jarrett, thanks for that.
Sure.
So there you go. That, I would say, is the final word on the alleged Comey memo. Greg Jarrett putting it as well, and, you know, from an attorney. As you heard, Greg Jarrett said by writing a memo, Comey put himself in a box. If he now accuses the president of obstruction, he places himself in legal jeopardy for failing to promptly and properly report it, because he is duty-bound, as I said earlier, to do so if that were the case. If he says it was merely an uncomfortable conversation, he clears the president of wrongdoing and sullies his own image as a guy who attempted to smear the man who fired him. But as Greg Jarrett put it in his opinion piece, either way, James Comey comes out a loser. No matter, the media will hail him as a hero because that's what they've been doing. After all, he gave them a good story that was better than the truth. And again, it's a post-truth era, so who cares about the truth, right? And the facts and objectivity. But I think that, again, Greg Jarrett put it as well as could be put. And all of this, again, is just, you know, as Jason Chaffetz put it, I don't even know if the memo exists or is real. I kept thinking of Jerry Maguire yesterday. My brain was shouting, "Show me the memo! Show me the memo!" And who knows if we'll ever see it. It's just another one of those specious talking points that is hyperbolized by the mainstream press, unfortunately. So back to the Seth Rich story. Let's kind of walk through the latest developments in that. I waited, and I think now might be the moment to touch on some of that. As I said on Monday, Fox 5 DC broke the story. The headline was, "Family's Private Investigator, There is Evidence Seth Rich Had Contact with WikiLeaks Prior to Death." And that obviously was kind of a bombshell story. And I want to give you that video here in a second that included the interview of Rod Wheeler himself. And this story, again, as I said, I mean, just in the last few days, from Monday to yesterday, in 48 hours, really, it has taken some very interesting turns as it continues to develop, and no one has reported on it except Fox, really. That's one of the it's been a total blackout by all other media outlets, except CNN ran the story, "Family of Slain DNC Staffer Demands Retraction and Apology from Fox News," local TV station. That was yesterday. And it's all very, it's kind of sketchy circumstances as far as the broader story is concerned. And as I said earlier in the first hour, Tyler Durden's piece over at Zero Hedge is one of the better pieces on the matter. So, all right, while we wait on the video, I'll just give you some of the talking points from Tyler Durden's piece. Again, it's titled "Murdered DNC Staffer Seth Rich Shared 44,053 Democrat Emails with WikiLeaks Report." And I like, you know, Tyler Durden's piece is kind of a much-needed breath of fresh air, frankly, and it's informative. For the past several months, Durden wrote, "Democrats have based their Resist 45 movement on unsubstantiated assertions that the Trump campaign coordinated with Russian intelligence officials to undermine the 2016 presidential election, thereby stealing," quote unquote, or pejorative air quotes, "the White House from Hillary Clinton, never mind her criminal wrongdoing, but and her ineptitude in dealing with classified information." You know, at least no one's accusing Donald Trump of not knowing it was classified. He hasn't said, "I didn't know. I didn't know what the C stood for," or whatever. Which is an obvious lie and obfuscation, I think, to anyone paying attention. So after all of these years in politics, you didn't know, but I digress. Day after day, Durden writes, "We've all suffered through one anonymously sourced shock story after another from the New York Times and or the Washington Post, with new allegations of wrongdoing But new evidence surfacing in the Seth Rich murder investigation may just quash the Russian hacking conspiracy. According to a new report from Fox News, and that's hopefully the video we'll get to here in a second, it was former DNC staffer Seth Rich who supplied the 44,000-plus DNC emails to WikiLeaks and not some random Russian cyber terrorist, as we've all been led to believe. According to Fox News, though, admittedly via yet another anonymous FBI source, Rich made contact with WikiLeaks through Gavin McFadden, an American investigative reporter and director of WikiLeaks, who was living in London at the time. According to the Fox News sources, federal law enforcement investigators found 44,053 emails, 17,761 attachments sent between DNC leaders from January 2015 to May 2016 that Rich shared with WikiLeaks before he was gunned down on July 10, 2016. The DNC staffer, according to the story, who was gunned down on July 10th on Washington, D.C. street, just steps from his home, had leaked thousands of internal emails, according to the source. Law enforcement sources tell Fox News. Federal investigator who reviewed an FBI forensic report detailing the contents of DNC staffer Seth Rich's computer generated within 96 hours after his murder said Rich made contact with WikiLeaks through Gavin McFadden, the now deceased documentary investigative filmmaker. Quote, I have seen and read the emails between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks, the federal investigator told Fox News, confirming that the McFadden connection. He said the emails are in possession of the FBI, while the stalled case is in the hands of the Washington Police Department. So there's an interesting kind of back and forth going on. Then on July 22nd, just 12 days after Rich was killed, WikiLeaks published internal DNC emails that appeared to show top party officials conspiring to stop Bernie Sanders from becoming the party's presidential nominee. And as previously noted, the DNC's efforts to block Sanders resulted in Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigning as DNC chairperson. These new revelations seem to be consistent with the findings of Rod Wheeler, a former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor, whose private investigation firm was hired by Rich's family to probe the case. And Wheeler told Fox News, my investigation up to this point shows there was some degree of email exchange between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks. I do believe that the answers to who murdered Seth Rich sits on his computer on a shelf at the D.C. police or FBI headquarters, and no one seems to be able to determine where Seth Rich's computer is. My investigation shows someone within the D.C. government, Democratic National Committee, or Clinton team is blocking the murder investigation from going forward, Wheeler told Fox News. That is unfortunate. Seth Rich's murder is unsolved as a result of that. The botched robbery theory, which police have pursued for nearly a year, isn't panning out, Wheeler said. Two assailants caught on a grainy videotape from a camera posted outside a grocery mart shot Rich twice in his back, but did not take his wallet, cell phone, keys, watch, or necklace worth about $2,000. As you'll recall, Rich's death has been shrouded in mystery from the start, as he was reportedly shot from behind in the wee hours of the morning, around 4:20 in the morning, but was not robbed of the nearly $2,000 worth of cash and jewelry on his body at the time. Rich had been at Lou's City Bar, a couple of miles from his home, until about 1:15 a.m. He walked home, calling several people along the way, called his father, Joel, who he missed because apparently his father had gone to sleep, talked with a frat brother and his girlfriend, Kelsey Mulca, and around 4:17 a.m., Rich was about a block from his home when his girlfriend, still on the phone with him, heard voices in the background. Rich reassured her that he was steps away from being at his front door and hung up. 2 minutes later, Rich was shot twice, and police were on the scene within 3 minutes. Rich sustained bruising on his hands and face, remained conscious, but died at a nearby hospital less than 2 hours later. Shortly thereafter, Julian Assange implied that Seth Rich was, in fact, a source for WikiLeaks, I would say alluded to, and offered a $130,000 reward for information leading to his killer. The video is of Assange making that allusion is linked in the Zero Hedge article. For the Washington Examiner, Rich's family issued the following statement via a spokesman regarding the recent Fox News reports, saying that they have seen no evidence of the alleged emails between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks. But listen, keep that spokesman in mind, and we'll come back to that in a second. The family allegedly released this statement through the spokesman. As we've seen through the past year of unsubstantiated claims, we see no facts. We have seen no evidence. We have been approached with no emails and only learned about this when contacted by the press, the statement said. Even if tomorrow an email was found, it is not a high enough bar of evidence to prove any interactions, as emails can be altered. And we've seen that those interested in pushing conspiracies will stop at nothing to do so. We are a family who is committed to facts, not fake evidence that surfaces every few months to avoid to fill the void and distract law enforcement and the general public from finding Seth's murders. But no one seems to be pursuing the investigation, law enforcement or the general public. The services of the private investigator who spoke to the press was offered to the Rich family and paid for by a third party, and contractually was barred from speaking to the press or anyone outside of law enforcement or the family unless explicitly authorized by the family. That person, that law enforcement, that private investigator is Rod Wheeler, and those familiar with the story, Sean Hannity and others, say that Hannity said that he reviewed the contract. It is between Wheeler and or Wheeler's private investigator firm and the family, and paid for by a third party. So this statement from the spokesman for the family is strange, but what's behind that? Well, as Tyler Durden writes, but as WikiLeaks noted, the family's spokesman, quote unquote, is none other than Democrat crisis PR consultant Brad Bauman. Seems that not everyone within the FBI is on board with the Russian hacking narrative and are finally starting to come forward. Finally, we find it shocking that while the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, etc. are all too eager to regurgitate each other's anonymously sourced stories that are critical of Trump, not a single one of them had a single reference of this Fox News bombshell on their website at the time of this article was published. And again, that was 2 days ago, but as I said yesterday, CNN wrote the story, obviously countering this shocking narrative. Family of slain DNC staffer demands retraction and apology from Fox News local TV station. So it's interesting. That's a kind of that's the beginnings of it. We'll have to give you more. We're headed into break here, but that's just kind of the foundational groundwork of the latest developments. But the weird twists, we'll get to those. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
See if we can get to the videos real quick on the Seth Rich story. So there are, first there was Fox 5 DC's reporting, then there was Rod Wheeler's appearance on Sean Hannity's broadcast on Tuesday, and then there was yesterday's Fox 5 DC story. So we'll try to bang through that real fast. Like I said, I gave you Tyler Durden's reporting over at Zero Hedge, which was a great fairly concise treatise on the subject. So if we're ready with that first video, this is Fox 5 DC reporting on the story. If we're ready with that, go ahead, please.
Exclusive. It's been almost a year since DNC staffer Seth Rich was murdered. Still, no solid answers until now.
Someone shot and killed Rich last July in Northwest. Now, police suggested the killing in the Bloomdale neighborhood was a botched robbery, but online conspiracy theories tied the murder to Rich's work at the Democratic National Committee.
Fox 5's Marina Morocco joins us now with what could be a big break in the investigation. Marina.
Tony, Sean, we are just 2 months shy of the one-year anniversary of Seth Rich's murder. And ever since we learned Rich was a DNC staffer, the conspiracy theories online have taken a life of their own. But today, Fox 5 has learned there is new information that could prove these theorists are, in fact, right. New information from the family's private investigator suggests there is tangible evidence on Seth Rich's laptop that confirms he was communicating with WikiLeaks prior to his death. Now, the question is, why has D.C. police, as the lead agency on the investigation for the past 10 months, insisted this was a botched robbery when, till this day, there is no evidence to suggest that? The Rich family hired Rod Wheeler, a former MPD homicide detective, to run a parallel investigation into their son's death. Wheeler says he believes there's a cover-up and the police department has been told to back down from the investigation.
The police department nor the FBI has been forthcoming. They haven't been cooperating at all. I believe that the answer to solving his death lies on that computer, which I believe is either at the police department or either at the FBI. I've been told both.
But you have sources at the FBI saying that there is information
for
that
sure
could link Seth Rich to WikiLeaks?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's confirmed. Actually, I have a source inside the police department that has looked at me straight in the eye and said, Rod, we were told to stand down in this case, and I can't share any information with you. Now, that's highly unusual for a murder investigation, especially from a police department. Again, I don't think it comes from the chief's office, but I do believe there is a correlation between the mayor's office and the DNC, and that's the information that's going to come out tomorrow.
And a full report with the new breaking details and this information will air tomorrow morning on Fox News Channel. Sean?
So there's that. Again, that was Fox 5 DC's breaking reporting on Monday. Marina Morocco was the reporter, as you heard. The next big story was on Fox News. Do we have that? Do we have Rod Wheeler's appearance on Sean Hannity's broadcast queued? The story over at Fox, by the way. Yeah, go ahead.
Murdered Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich, who was gunned down last July in Washington, D.C. D.C. police are officially in charge of this case, but former D.C. homicide detective Rod Wheeler, who was hired by a third party to investigate the murder on behalf of the family, says Mr. Rich was communicating with WikiLeaks before he was killed.
Be right back with more on that right after this short break. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Back. We are listening to the latest developments in the Seth Rich case, the mysterious murder, I would say assassination, of DNC staffer Seth Rich last July 10th, and the latest developments in that story. Again, we played the first video from Fox 5 DC's reporting on Monday, and you heard that the next update would be at Fox News the following day, which it was. On Tuesday, Rod Wheeler, the private investigator and Fox News contributor, appeared on Sean Hannity's broadcast, which we're playing, but I want to draw your attention to the anomalies or the oddities that are mentioned. For example, who is bringing pressure? Where is the pressure coming from to suppress the investigation? listen to what Rod Wheeler says. And also, Rod Wheeler and Sean Hannity discuss why is the FBI involved? If it's just a simple botched robbery, the FBI wouldn't presumably be involved in that investigation. It would be up to DC. It would be a DC homicide investigation. So why is the FBI involved? And why has the investigation stalled? We'll talk more, and then there's one more update after that. But first, this Rod Wheeler's appearance on Sean Hannity's broadcast on Tuesday. Go ahead.
Now, Seth's family has been pushing back today, releasing a statement that reads in part, quote, "We are a family who's committed to facts, not fake evidence that surfaces every few months to fill the void and distract law enforcement and the general public from finding now Seth's murderers." Now, the services of the private investigator who spoke to the press was ordered to the Rich family and paid for by a third party and contractually was barred from speaking to the press or anyone outside of law enforcement or the family unless explicitly authorized by the family. Fox News has retained a copy of the contract signed by the Rich family, retaining the services of Rod. He joins us now with the very latest. All right, I don't want to spend a lot of time on the technicality of who hired you. I've known you a long time, Rod. You're a man of honor and integrity. Right. So tell us who hired you.
Well, actually, I was hired by the family, Joel and Mary Rich. They signed the contract. Now, the financial benefit, if there were any financial benefit, and by the way, there wasn't much, that was actually paid for by a third party that I have had very little communication with at all, Sean.
Yeah. All right. Let's go through this case. The timeline is fascinating here. As I played in the last segment, Julian Assange, I asked him repeatedly on radio and television if Russia was involved. Absolutely not. Now, believe him or not, he's a guy that WikiLeaks has an 11-year history of never being proven wrong. And all these leaks, by the way, ended up being, a lot of them ended up being published in places like the New York Times. So I guess my question is, when you look at the timeline of this, and 12 days after he was killed, it shows up on WikiLeaks, what did you discover in terms of the contacts with WikiLeaks?
Right. Well, that's an excellent question. And let me clear that up right now, exactly what it was that I found. Now, I have never seen the emails myself directly. I haven't even seen the computer that Seth Rich used. Here's the problem with all of this. I don't even know where the computer is. I checked with the police department. They said they don't know where the computer is. And the FBI, they say they don't have the computer. Now, where did this information come from in terms of knowing or believing, I should say, that Seth Rich could have been in communications with WikiLeaks? There was a federal investigator that was involved on the inside of the case, a person that's very credible. And I'll tell you, let me just say this, Sean. I don't like to suggest things without saying the person's name. But I can't say the person's name because that person would be thrown under the bus. And I can't do that. But this person, we checked him out. We have to check him out. Very credible. He said he laid eyes on the computer and he laid eyes on the case file. And he came across very credible. When you look at that with the totality of everything else that I found in this case, it's very consistent for a person with my experience to begin to think, well, perhaps there were some email communications between Seth and WikiLeaks. Every time I talk with the police department, though, Sean, every time I talk to the police department about the WikiLeaks or the emails, it's automatically shut down. That discussion is automatically shut down.
Well, so we don't know for sure if the FBI or if the D.C. police have any access to this, these forensics, this email, these emails?
Right. We don't know. We actually have a statement from the FBI saying, telling us to contact the D.C. police. The D.C. police says, contact the FBI. Now, which is it? If this is just a murder investigation, first of all, why would the FBI be involved? The only reason the FBI would be involved, just so that the viewers understand, is if this has some degree of national exposure, meaning because maybe it is related to the DNC. And we don't know that. We don't know that for sure. It could have been a botched robbery. But my point is this, Sean, and I've been investigating murders for a while. You have to look at every possibility. You can't just look at one thing and say, well, that has to be it.
Have you ever seen a lot of robberies, which is how they've been looking into this case, where the person has their wallet and their watch after they've been shot and killed in the back?
No, I haven't. Now, that's not to say that that could not happen. But here's the thing, and this is so important. There's been a $125,000 reward out for information pertaining to the death of Seth Rich. Not one person has come forward. Here's one other thing that's going to be startling, and I'm just going to say this right now. I reached out to the police department way back in March when the family first hired me, right, to get involved. I didn't hear anything from the police department for 2 to 3 days. Guess what I learned yesterday from the family of Seth Rich? The police department did not call me back because someone, a high-ranking official at the DNC, check this out, a high-ranking official at the DNC, when I called the police department, they got that information and called the Rich family wanting to know why was I snooping around.
Wouldn't that explain, how is it possible that the DNC, when the FBI wanted to look at their computers, was able to bring in their own people? Or that the people that ended up getting immunity ended up being able to destroy their laptop computers? Is there any evidence that he might have been disgruntled that the treatment of Bernie Sanders and the unfairness and that the fix was in to put Hillary in that position and maybe had evidence of that?
No, I haven't seen any evidence in that regard. The only thing that I have been able to confirm is that there were some problems that Seth was having on his job at the DNC right before he was killed. And the person, listen to this, the person that called the father after I called the police to get information, that's the person that Seth was having problems with at the DNC. So, yeah. You know, connect the dots here. It's starting to all come together. So, again, let me just really quickly say this. I don't know for sure. I don't know, as a matter of fact, if the emails went out to the WikiLeaks or anybody else, but it sure appears that way.
All right, Rod Wheeler, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. When we come. Sure.
So that's Rod Wheeler appearing on Sean Hannity's broadcast on Tuesday. Again, we played the first breaking story from Fox 5 DC. Monday, Rod Wheeler appeared on Sean Hannity Tuesday, and then yesterday, Fox 5 DC ran the story, Rod Wheeler backtracked statements about Seth Rich investigation. So, do we have that video ready?
I believe that the professionals at the Justice Department need to do their jobs independently, objectively, and thoroughly, and I believe the special counsel, which is Robert Mueller now,
for yourself first on Fox 5, Marina Morocco has been following the murder investigation of DNC staffer Seth Rich. She joins us now with the latest. Marina?
And Sean, we want to make an important clarification on claims that were made by Rod Wheeler, the private investigator hired by Seth Rich's family and who is being paid for by a third party. What Rod Wheeler told Fox 5 on camera Monday regarding Rich's murder investigation is in clear contrast to what he has said over the past 48 hours. Rod Wheeler has since backtracked. In that interview Monday, Wheeler told Fox 5 he had sources at the FBI confirming there was evidence of communication between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks. This is the verbatim of that exchange. Fox 5 asked Wheeler, quote, "You have sources at the FBI saying that there is information." Wheeler interrupts, saying, quote, "For sure." And Fox 5 continues by asking, "That could link Seth Rich to WikiLeaks." Wheeler then answers, quote, "Absolutely, yeah, that's confirmed." In the past 48 hours, Rod Wheeler has said to other media outlets he did not get his information from FBI sources, contradicting what he told Fox 5 on Monday. Now, since Rod Wheeler backtracked Tuesday, Fox 5 attempted incessantly to communicate with him, but he did not return calls or emails. On Wednesday, just before this newscast, Wheeler responded to our request via a telephone conversation where he now backtracks his position, and Wheeler characterizes his on-the-record and on-camera statements as a, quote, miscommunication. When asked if Wheeler is still working for Seth Rich's family, Wheeler told Fox 5 the contract still stands. Ties have not been severed. We reached out once again to the Rich family today, and through a spokesperson, the family tells Fox 5, quote, "The family has relayed their deep disappointment with Rod Wheeler's conduct over the last 48 hours and is exploring legal avenues to the family."
So that's the latest from Fox 5 DC. And again, it's interesting to note. I mean, you heard what Rod Wheeler said. Pressure came through the family from top-level DNC folks. Rod Wheeler says the mayor, D.C. mayor, may be involved, pressure coming from there. And the latest development, also published yesterday, and I want to get back to some of this here in a second, and then we'll go to the phones, but again, DNC crisis communications operative Brad Bauman is the family spokesperson. Do you not sense something fishy going on here? Brad Bauman spoke with Newsweek. Newsweek published a story yesterday by Max Kuttner. FBI not probing DNC staffer Seth Rich's murder despite WikiLeaks claim. Well, you heard Rod Wheeler say in the video clip that we played of him appearing on Hannity on Tuesday this week that the D.C. police referred Rod Wheeler in his investigation to the FBI. So the FBI is not probing DNC staffer Seth Rich's murder is kind of a red herring, you would say. Just because the FBI is not probing does not mean the FBI is not involved, if you follow me. In other words, the investigation is being shut down, it seems. So from the Newsweek story, again, the headline yesterday, FBI not probing DNC staffer Seth Rich's murder despite WikiLeaks claim, it seems there is a very intentional effort to obfuscate and bury this story, obfuscate and occlude the facts of the story. Despite WikiLeaks claim, it's actually the private investigator Rod Wheeler who is saying the FBI is involved, and he didn't say to what extent because he doesn't know. But from the Newsweek story, speaking with Newsweek on Wednesday, Brad Bauman, the family's representative, says he also has knowledge that the FBI is not investigating Rich's murder. That's according to Brad Bauman, again, the DNC crisis communications operative. How ironic. He has knowledge the FBI is not investigating Rich's murder. Quote, we have said all along that the fundamental facts that underline yesterday's story were false, including the FBI's investigation, which does not exist, and their role in ever having seen or otherwise possessing computer equipment or other equipment that belonged to Seth Rich, either in a personal or professional capacity, end quote. That was Brad Bauman's remarks. But it's interesting. Just, again, getting back to the story real quick. Spokesman Brad Bauman for the family said Wheeler was not authorized to speak for the family. Interesting. Called the assertions unsubstantiated. Although Bauman said Wheeler was paid by a third party, the family is named as clients of Wheeler's capital investigations on a contract signed by Rich's father, Joel Rich, which is interesting. And so WikiLeaks has offered a $20,000 reward. The D.C. Police Department has offered a $25,000 reward. And Republican lobbyist Jack Berkman has offered a separate $130,000 reward. So there is nearly $200,000 in reward money leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible, and not a single lead. You heard it. Malia Zimmerman over at Fox also reported, which included the video, the title of that article, Family of Slain DNC Staffer Seth Rich Blasts Detective Over Report of WikiLeaks Link. But from Malia Zimmerman's article, she wrote, Washington's Metropolitan Police Department has no suspects and no substantial leads as to who the killer or killers may be. Sources close to the investigation said Metropolitan Police, including the police chief, have refused to discuss the case, despite requests from Fox News dating back 10 months. So is this not bizarre? It's quite astonishing in my humble apprehension. It seems fairly self-evident that there is an ongoing effort to quash the Seth Rich story and investigation. I think it's very strange that someone of Rod Wheeler's caliber would say what he said on Monday, and then, as Fox 5 DC put it, backtrack his statements about the Seth Rich investigation 48 hours later. Doesn't that seem strange? A guy who's a private investigator and was the kind of background that Rod Wheeler has, retired homicide detective. Very, very strange. So, again, I think there are obvious connections to the Trump-Russia narrative. This would kind of blow that whole story wide open, and the DNC hacking and the dossier, et cetera, et cetera. If this story actually broke wide open. Anyway, for what it's worth, that's the latest on the Seth Rich murder story. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
While Frank Sinatra sings, stormy weather, the flies and spiders.
guard this roost. Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, double standard is just so out of control. Now, granted, I believe that, you know, just words, someone saying that it happened, even if it is the head of the FBI, should not be enough. But, you know, if I was a relative of all the thousands of people who are rotting in jail because of the jailhouse snitch or a cop that it was true, I'd probably be pulling my hair out by the roots. Because even though that's true, you know, and it's true, it shouldn't be done, but it is done every day if you do not have power. And let's tell the truth here, too. For a lot of people are saying, oh, it's not good enough. It's not good enough now. If the FBI director was coming out and saying that about Hillary Clinton, they'd be braiding her rope and loading their muskets for the firing squad. So the thing is, just the hypocrisy of the way, the double standard of the way people see stuff is just off the charts. They don't follow the rules at all. You know, the thing is, like I say, it all depends on power, and if you have power or not, good luck. I mean, really, can you imagine if you're in jail because some lying SOB put you there and you have to listen to this? I wouldn't have any hair left because I would have pulled it out. You know, so the thing is, it's
well, that's kind of how I feel listening to most of the mainstream press coverage of what's going on these days.
And I want to thank Dave of Wisconsin yesterday. You have no idea how much, I hope you're listening, lifted my spirits of your own journey and discovery truth and giving me the title of the Banking Pirates of the City of London. I put it in my favorites, and I am going to be looking at it because too many people, particularly conservatives, you know, if they have some sort of waspy little background, you know, the thing is, I don't see, it's not the Pope's military that invaded Iraq. Okay, or Afghanistan, or all the other places we are invading, okay? The thing is, right, you know, because people want to blame everything on the Catholics, a lot of Pope in sending our military around, okay?
Yeah, we talk about, we use the term kakistocracy every once in a while. I say which one, the one with the H or without the H, but maybe cratocracy is the right term. Might makes right, a government established by seizure, utilizing force or deceit, with rule maintained by strength, you know, force majeure and might makes right. Kind of to your point. Anyway, we're out of time for today's broadcast. Hopefully it was informative. And speaking of the double standard, etc., folks, I hope that you look into the Seth Rich story and investigate, because I think it's part of a much broader narrative, part of that double standard, part of the force majeure, might makes right, etc. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Eagle. Take care. God bless. Catch you on the air.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.